Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've got basketball in the Conlin Center. I'm Patrick Kayabiab alongside my main man, Stuart Horn. Well, let's take it back with tonight's opponent. The Dixie State College Red Storm are the second highest scoring team in the Pac-West Conference, averaging 72 points a game. They are paced by senior Sheila Adams, who is sixth in the league in scoring with 14.6 a game, and junior Erica Hayes, who scored a team single game season high 27 points versus Nebraska Kearney on November 19th. Last meeting between the Penguins and Dixie State were minus three key players, including Taki Takoi and Melissa Wise, in an 87-66 defeat to Dixie State on February 10th, 2011 in St. George, Utah. The Red Storm's win was their 17th in 19 games. Well, tough schedule again. The eight NCAA Division II teams that have defeated the Lady Penguins this season have accumulated a record of 61-30 and a winning percentage of 67% this season. Three of those losses have come against teams Alaska Anchorage and Grand Canyon, currently ranked in the top 15th in the country in the USA Today / ESPN NCAA Division II women's basketball poll. We have a youth movement that Coach Brianna Chambers is doing. Lady Penguins coach Brianna Chambers started sophomore Kayla Valentine and two freshmen Danielle Yamauchi and Lauren Hyatt in Tuesday's 62-34 loss to Grand Canyon, and brought another sophomore, Natalie Bentz, and two freshmen, Sarah Nelson and Ariana Flynn, off the bench. Strong finishers is what the Penguins need. Though the Lady Penguins have lost six consecutive games, they have been outscored by an average of only 5.1 points in the second half of those games during the losing streak. And if you want to play in the paint, then you have to go through Sarah Nelson. Sarah Nelson, the Lady Penguins' 6'4" freshman center, had a game-high 5 block shots in Tuesday's game versus Grand Canyon, capitulating her into the lead in the league in the lead. Now here's my main man, Stuart Horn, here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, P.I. Good job with the pregame there. And so give us just about a minute and a half to talk about some of the players. P.I. and I have been watching the last few games that have really started to emerge for the Penguins. As always, Stephanie Carnes, a three-point, she's really kind of all over the place. At 5'1", Carnes is very crafty, and she has to be to get the number of scores that she's putting up, as well as a number of assists, and she's stealing a lot of balls. She's fast at 5'1", but you got to really be crafty, P.I.
Well, she's well-balanced, dude. That's what she is as a point guard, a well-balanced point guard. She won't put up the numbers as what you expect a real scoring point guard to show, but she's great defensively, and that's what the Penguins need. And that's what they need. That's what they get from her off the bench.
She's a blast to watch, too. Kayla Valentine, the 5'6" sophomore out of Chino. Valentine has come on this year like nobody, well, maybe some people imagined it. I saw her in the preseason and thought, gosh, she has really gotten good. But just in the last couple of games, she's really blown up, and she's a bona fide threat in the league.
No, she is. And the Penguins needed a scorer like her after losing Tammy Bronner. They needed someone to step up in that offense, and maybe more people will step up. Who knows? Taki Takoi, she could shoot the three ball as well as Kimi Nakamura and Ariana Flynn.
That last game that we saw, Kimi Nakamura, as you mentioned, she is really our three-point specialist. Last year, she was crazy from outside the arc. The other night, just two nights ago, when the Penguins were here against Grand Canyon, Kimi couldn't get anything going in the first half, but boy, you saw her in the second half really start to unload, and she started nailing threes from all over the place.
Well, as a true shooter, people will get those kind of nights. Shooters will miss shots. You see that in the NBA all the time. People will not be able to score right away. Once you get in play and you get your rhythm going, then you'll find Kimi Nakamura to score more points, and that's what she needs. Get her rhythm going early.
Oftentimes, as Nakamura goes, so go the Penguins. 5 seconds to go, fans. We are here. Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabiab, my lovable sidekick, off to my left. And we are ready for the overhead announcements. Conlin Center here at Dominican University, open in April of 2000, one of the finest sports facilities in all of Northern California. 20 minutes overhead. We'll get ready for the starting lineups. As soon as the overhead announcing is done, wanted to let you know that this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. The athletics director here at Dominican is the great Terry Toomey. If you would like to watch tonight's game live, you could do so on America One. Go to DominicanAthletics.com and follow the links. Also want to welcome in Marin Cable. Those guys are in the house taping things and saving this game for posterity and for broadcast in the Marin County area. Shout out to Scott Calhoun, who's running the sound gear as well as the video gear. We're ready for the national anthem now, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, we are ready for DU basketball, NC2A basketball, Penguin style from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Penguins welcoming in Dixie State, the Red Storm Piab in the house. It's going to be a doubleheader. Women are scheduled at 5:30. That is, well, just about 3 minutes ago. So we're going to get 3 minutes off. And then the guys are scheduled to go at 7:30. For the visiting Dixie State under Angela Christensen in her sixth season, she'll be sending out number five is Chanel Maxey, the 5'10" junior out of Anaheim. Number 12 is Sheila Adams, a 5'6" senior out of Layton, Utah. Number 21 is Shanae Villafanua, the 5'8" senior out of Hurricane, Utah. That's kind of a cool sounding name, huh? Hurricane Utah.
it's terrific.
I call you Hurricane Kayabia.
Yeah, that's fun. There's a movie named The Hurricane, too, so I don't mind it.
Number 24 is Erica Hayes, a 5'7" junior out of East Palo Alto, California. And number 32 is Becca Thomas, 6'2" junior out of Riverside. For the Mighty Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, she is in her fifth season, and she is assisted by Tony West and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers is sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1" junior out of Fremont. There goes Carnes with a handshake with Coach Christensen from Dixie State. Next out for the Penguins is number four, Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino, California. Kimi Nakamura, number 24, is a 5'6" junior out of Sacramento. Taki Takoi is number 25, and she gets the start tonight, Piab, the 5'9" senior out of Rotorua, New Zealand. And number 34 is Lauren Hyatt, a 6'2" freshman out of Oak Hills. And Hyatt makes her way through the funnel. Coach West, Coach Chambers, they are ready for this one against Dixie State, and the Penguins have their hands full, Piab. Dixie, one of the leading scorers in the conference.
Well, showing the Penguin lineup, they're trying to score as well. You got Karn starting, you have Takoi starting, and Valentine, and not to mention Nakamura, and Hyatt could put up points for a big man as well.
Hyatt will be in the middle for the DUs. She'll be up against Becca Thomas, 6'2" against 6'2". See who's got the better hops. In the middle, up goes the ball, tipped out. Penguins on defense. Very quickly in transition to Erica Hayes and laying it in with only one bounce of the ball from midcourt to Zip Storm.
Penguins always struggle on transition D.
Boy, that was before the Penguins could even blink. They were 4 seconds into the game, and the DUs are down by two. Now a travel as the Penguins had the ball on offense, so it'll go the way of the Storm now. 19:40 to go, fans. First half action, doubleheader tonight on radio.dominican.edu, on America One, and the Penguins steal it away on the intended pass for Chanel Maxey. Penguins have it now. Oh, brother, and now on the way up, Becca Thomas gets a hand in there against Hyatt, and Kayla Valentine steals it away with a soft jumper right side, a little bit short, and it bounces away. Dixie brings it down. Maxey again to the right side. She's got Steph Carnes all over her. Carnes playing some massive defense as usual. Muffed right through the fingertips of Shanae Villafanua over to the left side now. Penguins on defense. 19 minutes exactly. Driving in right side is Erica Hayes. And another walk. So in 1 minute of play, Piab, the Dixies have walked it twice.
Well, that just shows the lineup that Coach Chambers is trying to do. Speed on speed.
So with Taki on the ball, out on the right wing, she's being guarded very closely by Via Fanua. And Kayla Valentine throws it away right into the hands of Sheila Adams. And Adams takes it herself, Piab, all the way off the glass for Zip Dixie.
Again, it's a transition defense that the Penguins are struggling. If they get that together, the Penguins will be a great team to see.
Penguins have called timeout. Piab and I will take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Penguin style. Conlin Center. Steph Carnes has it. She comes across the middle of the house, right over the D insignia. That cool-looking penguin in the middle of the house. Here is Kimi Nakamura out on the right wing with a soft jumper from 9 feet. No. Just a little bit deep. Piab, it bounced right back at her. Coach likes what she sees. Oh, across the middle. Very close to a backcourt violation from Sheila Adams. Left side goes up by Becca Thomas. And a foul, the first whistle of the night.
I don't think the Penguins were, again, set on defense. It's transition. What's killing them?
So Valentine gets rung up on the very first one. Natalie, let's see. Ariana Flynn gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Thomas on the line, and this one is in and out.
Becca Thomas is a scoring machine, Stu. She had 16 points and 10 points in the second half of her last game.
Thomas back on the line after having missed the first one on the way, backspinning nicely, and that one goes after a nice, majestic arc, and it falls. Penguins in the backcourt now. 5-0, Dixie State in the house. Carnes brings it up right side to Taki Takoi. Takoi now indoors, very close, working it to Hyatt on the way. No. Another rebound by Thomas. Dixie pushes very hard as they bring it up off the legs of Nakamura. Hayes has it. Oh, almost throwing it away. The jumper from the left side via Fanua off the glass. Good. 7-0. 17:39 to go, fans, as the clock rolls. Carnes has it. Good hustle move there by Hayes, who forces the ball into the grandstands. 17.5, fans. Taki has it. Right wing. Down low to Hyatt. Outside Carnes. Head fake Carnes. Baseline Carnes in the paint. Back outside. On the way, three ball by Flynn is missed a little bit right. Taken down. Rebound Adams. She brings it up. Kick over to the right side to Maxie on the way. Missed it deep. Somehow the Penguins can't get the rebound. Maxie to Thomas on the way. No whistle. Taki Takoi pulls it out of the air. Good block set up by the DUs. Good work there by Hyatt. As the ball comes back up in the hands of Carnes. 7-0, fans. 17 minutes exactly. As Yamauchi gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Hyatt, right elbow. Hyatt drives in, kick out, back over to Taki. Thinking about it, down low. Thomas, Becca Thomas breaks it up. 16:47 and a whistle.
Becca Thomas, one of the tallest players on her team. She's a center from Riverside, and she stands there at 6'2".
Thomas, in the opening tip-off, went up against Hyatt and got the tip-out, which was immediately scored upon with literally one bounce after the tip. In about 5 seconds, the Penguins were already looking uphill, 7-0, and now stolen away off a poor pass by Ariana Flynn. Good low bouncer in stride to Marcelina Grayer, a 5'10 senior out of South Jordan, Utah. Grayer pounds it home right side. 16.5 to go. 9-0. Danielle Yamauchi, fans, has come into the game. For the first time, Alyssa Wise gets ready to enter the game along with the re-entry of Kayla Valentine. Here's Hyatt, high dribbling, hook shot. Holy cow, that was a thing of beauty, Piab.
I thought she was going to lose the handle on the ball for a minute, picked it up, got composure, and laid it up and in.
She really did all of that in just a split second because she sort of high dribbled it, and I thought the same thing. I thought she was going to lose control of it, but she managed to stay with it. Right side Dixie on the way. Three ball by Sheila Adams from the right corner goes.
Yeah, that's their three-point specialist. Watch out for her, and she's a point guard as well.
Penguins down by 10, 15:45 to go, fans. So Flynn is going to have – uh-oh, Flynn has now thrown it away. Two plays in a row, right into the hands of Chanel Maxey. And now Maxey throws it away down to the other end. And a great get by Hyatt. Good move. Yamauchi in the left corner. Barely kept it from going into the bench. On the way, Hyatt missed it left. And a whistle. And I think Hyatt will get to go to the line for this one. That was as the ball was in motion toward the bucket. 12-2 fans, 15:25 to go. Penguins are down, and a timeout has been called by Dixie. Let me find out. I guess that is a timeout for Dixie. So usually the music busts up. There we go.
There we go.
Now I understand where we're at, P.O.P. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, fans, worldwide from Dominican University of California. 15:25 to go. Hang with us through the break. Radio.dominican.edu. And where is it?
My name is Broom. When I'm not selling my precious ice cream babies that I gave birth to, I'm listening to radio.dominican.edu, my favorite station ever made. Sports, music, movies, and more. So tune in and...
Radio.Dominican.edu. It's the best internet radio out there. Broadcast by the students, but for everyone. From sport to entertainment. If you're not tuning in to DU Radio, you are missing out.
All right, fans. 15:25 to go. Thank you for hanging with us through those student ads. Kind of fun to listen to them. 12-2. The Penguins are trailing in this one against Dixie State, the Red Storm in the house. They're wearing their road reds. Are the Dixie Staters. Penguins have their home white and gold. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, as usual. 15:25 to go. On the line is Hyatt. Where's number 34, Piab, on the way? Very nicely as it bounces in. She got a little break there. The Penguins could use a little break now and then, you know? 12-3. You play a tough team like Dixie, one of the highest scoring teams in the conference. And this one is perfect, swishing straight through, and Hyatt is now to the bench for a breather. Melissa Wise will come in. 12-4 after the two freebies are knocked down nicely by Lauren Hyatt. Dixie now brings it up on the right side. Dixie has brought in LaBrea Walker, a 5'4" freshman out of North Las Vegas. Walker now throws it backward and saved by Caleb Miller, a 5'7" freshman out of San Diego. Miller's first minutes, and a three ball goes off by Walker. LaBrea Walker knocks it down, her first shot of the night from way out there, Piotr, three-point land, 15-4, and Dixie is doing what Dixie does. And here's a turnaround, softy by Taki Takoi with a soft jumper, just a nice fadeaway textbook buckler about midway up to the right elbow. She gets it to fall. 15-6.
The coach Christensen called a timeout because Taki Takoi was left wide open in the paint, and she doesn't. And that's why she did call the quick 30-second timeout. She said, "Hey, if she's wide open, we got to fix our defense for a bit."
Yeah, you may be right because you're absolutely right. On the way up to that elbow, Takoi was wide open, and she took advantage of it. You can't leave Takoi, and I'm sure that Dixie State knows this. You can't leave Takoi open. She's such a good shooter. And she's got that fadeaway jumper from about 10. She owns that shot. And she showed why right there. 15-6, 14:50 to go, fans, in the first half of this Pac West doubleheader. NC2A basketball coming to you from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. That's about the longest buzzer in history. And there's a shorty. 15-6. And they're going to have to reset the clock. Pretty good crowd on hand, P.O.P. Not too bad.
Not bad.
Classes are not in session. That comes, we get back in session on the 17th. So for now, the early game has a pretty good crowd. A lot of the men's team is in the house, I noticed, in the first row of the grandstands.
Yeah, you got Ricky Wofford over there, scored a season-high 17 in his last game.
Well, wasn't that a pleasure to watch Wofford? The first time we've gotten a chance to really talk Wofford on the air. And he did a beautiful job the other night running the offense and scoring a lot of points, as you mentioned. So they're trying to reset the game clock, fans. Piab and I will be back. We'll just take a very short break and be right back with you as soon as they resolve these technical issues here at the Conlin Center. Should only be a moment or two. Please stay with 14:44 when we come back. 15:06, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back now. And I'm happy to report, Piav, that it looks like the clock is back in working order and rolling as we speak. 15-6, Penguins trail. Dixie bringing it up, moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. On the way with a big, long three ball heaved up there by Dixie. No. That was Kayla Miller who took that long bomb from about 23. Penguins with a rebound. Kayla, top of the key now, Taki. Taki drives in, kick out to the right side. Over to Kimi Nakamura, thinking about it. Kimi goes 360, almost pinched it. Wise with a head fake. Wise walked again. And you know she has that beautiful head fake move, Piab, but once in a while she'll drag the pivot foot. Just every once in a while. Most of the time it works, and she can absolutely juke the defender. But this time she dragged the pivot foot a little bit, so that'll give the ball back to Dixie.
The thing with Wise is that once she gets going and scores, I mean, she's unstoppable once she's on fire.
You're absolutely right. I would
very
say on the team, you've got Kimi Nakamura and Melissa Wise, both very streaky players who can really change the complexion of the game at a moment's notice. Shot on goal now from the left side again by Miller. No. Miller keeps going out there to that left wing, left corner. Can't get it to fall. Turn around, jumper high at air ball from about 6 feet. Right side, Dixie brings it up. Miller thinking about it. Miller on the right. She likes the left corner. And now here goes a three ball on the way by Kristen Marie Lene, the 5'10" freshman out of Honolulu. She fires it up and whistles. It's a call there, P-up.
Oh, yeah, of course. And here comes Yamauchi. Yamauchi passes to Carnes. Carnes will drive the lane, and she gets swatted away. Joyce with a block on the 5-1 Carnes. It'll still be Penguin ball. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. And Carnes will inbound it, standing at 5-1 to Wise. Gets to Yamauchi. She'll shoot the three ball, and all it gets goes in and out off back iron. And they're going to call in transition. Coach Chambers yells spread. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. Hayes on the corner. Three ball. Off front iron. Offensive rebound by Dixie State. Hayes with the ball again. She'll drive the lane and there'll be a foul. It's either on Hyatt or Wise. 34. That's Lauren Hyatt. And Hayes will get to the line. That's a second team foul on the Penguins, first on Hyatt. Hayes, first shot. A little too much, off back iron, in and out. The Penguins still in it, down by 9, with 13 minutes, 13 seconds left to go in the half. Hayes nails that one. Good adjustment by the shooter, Hayes. Here comes Yamauchi. Yamauchi will change set. Back to Carnes. Carnes to Anthony, the ball to Wise. Wise will dribble to Valentine. She'll find penetration in the lane. Will drive. And a three-point play. She has a chance to cut the lead now. 16-9 if she makes this one. 16-8. Penguins down 8. 13 minutes, 1 second to go. And Valentine has a shot. Here she goes. And nails it. 16-9. 7-point lead. And Dixie State, one of the top scorers in the Pac West. Here comes Maxie. Oh, she's got an easy lane. And tipped away by Valentine. She fights for it. Penguins are in transition now. She has Wise wide open. She'll give it to Wise. Layup is too much. But offensive rebound by Yamauchi. Back to Valentine. And they'll run the offense again. Wise. Two hands on the ball. Picked up the dribble to Yamauchi. 22 seconds in the shot clock. She's calling the play. Looking for moving men. She finds Valentine. She'll shoot a mid-range J, and yes, the free throw has got her going. 16-11, Penguins down 5.
That's the way to stick with it. That's tenacity right there. After the Penguins brought it up, they could have given that thing away, given up on the play, but they didn't, and Valentine made it all work after the short miss by Wise.
I'm looking at the Penguin crowd. Jacob Neustadt smiled right after Valentine made that, but he's not smiling now after Joyce nails an easy two-pointer. 18-11, 12 minutes flat. Valentine is on fire. Come on, Valentine. 18-13, Penguins down 5 again.
That was a smooth little hook shot from very close range, but she brought it all the way around, Dr. J style.
Yeah, Dr. J style. She could do that finger roll. But here comes the Red Storm. And she calls the foul on Hyatt. And Joyce, again, has a chance for a three-point play.
Correa Joyce is a six-foot junior out of Los Angeles, Piab, and she is playing tough. Joyce didn't get the start tonight, but she has really come in and done some craziness against the DUs. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. 20-13. Penguins trailing with 11:41 to go. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. All right, we're back, fans. And now with the play-by-play, here he is, Patrick Kayabyab.
Joyce again has a chance to make the lead to eight. Free throw on the way, off back iron, but offense rebound, Dixie State. Grabbing it big was Liana. Liana pump fakes, drives the lane. Back to Joyce. Joyce is on fire, but that one goes off iron. And Valentine with the rebound. 20-13, Penguins down seven. 11:25 left in the half to Nakamura. Nakamura picks up the dribble, and she dribbles now. Pass to Takoi, Takoi to Valentine. Valentine will drive again. Penetration on the way. Wow. And she nails that with penetration again, like I said, and contact.
Piab, another drifting hook shot out of Valentine. She's making that thing work.
Look, Valentine's a flat-out scorer. Penguins down five again. Good defense by Wive. Hand in front of the face. There's a three ball. That's going to quiet the run by the Penguins. That's Adams. Adams again scores 16 a game.
Now the two three balls in a row by Sheila Adams, and they're both long rangers.
Nakamura tries to answer, doesn't. Off front iron, Dixie State will run their transition offense. They'll slow it down. That's Maxi guard by Carnes. And there's, oh, that's a shot by Adams. That's another three. And she puts the lead to 11.
Wow.
The Penguins cannot afford to leave Adams wide open. They know what she can do. I said before in the pregame, she's a three-point specialist. And she's a point guard.
She's proving it. That's three in a row. And those are not even close to missing. The Penguins chuck it away. All three of those were dead swish. I mean, just softly.
Natalie Bentz, one of my favorite players to call out because she does the dirty work. I'll say it again. Natalie Bentz back in the game. Gets her first playing time, I should say. She wears 14. 26-15, 10 minutes, 13 seconds left in the half. They'll get it down low. This is 30. That's Thomas on Yamauchi. This is the matchup Dixie State wants. Yamauchi stands there 5-4. And now in the corner, trapped, is Liana. Liana back to Adams. Oh. And she'll throw it away. Penguins catch a break there. Dixie State was running their offense. And now the Penguins, with 9 minutes 55 seconds, will get the ball. Takoi, it will inbound. Yamauchi will bring it up. Dixie State running a 2-3 zone. Yamauchi to Takoi. Takoi back to Valentine. Valentine's on fire. And they give it back to Valentine. Nakamura to Bentz. Bentz going the inside. Valentine three. And no, she's not. She's human. She'll miss that one. 26-15. Penguins down by 11 still. And there's Adams trying to find Liana in the corner. Nakamura, big time D. Liana, good no-look pass. What a play. There's Thomas on the inside. And Brianna Chambers will call a timeout after that one. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Actually, we're going to stay right here for the fellas up in the stands watching on Marin Cable Access, welcoming all the Marinites to this broadcast here at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Piab, this has been a run-and-gun game. However, the Penguins are on the short end of the stick at 28-15.
Look, when the Penguins are in transition, that's when they struggle. That's why Dixie State is pushing. But once they run their offense, they look fine. And they could run the half-court press, and especially with Valentine on fire, this is when the Penguins could find their groove.
All right, fans, with 9:21 to go, 28-15, the Penguins will bring it in. Here comes Takoi. And bringing it across the middle is Danielle Yamauchi. She hands it off to Kimi Nakamura, gets it back over to Kayla, working the outside, tries to drive in. Kayla has had very good luck with those hook shots after she penetrates the key from that left corner, brings it up, sweeps across the key, and then rips it in there from the right side. Yeah, she's really made the most of that. 28-15. Where it gets dangerous is when the ball gets away from her like it just happened. 9 minutes exactly, fans. No-look bounce over to Marcelina Greer. Greer goes back under the hoop and is knocked down. Coach is clapping, so she must like the call. Becca Thomas ends up knocked down, not Greer.
Yeah, she traveled. She tried to bring her body right in there to Benz, but Benz forced her to back away to cause her to shuffle her feet.
28-15, 8:50 to go in the first half, fans. Here's Kimmy. No-look bounce. Indoors to Benz, Piav's favorite player. Long bomb from the left side. Kayla missed it by a mile. 8:41 to go, and the ball goes out of bounds after the big miss by Valentine. Valentine's been pretty spot on tonight. That was a big miss right there. She had a clean look, but every once in a while she shows that she's human. She has been just such a fantastic get for the Penguins this season. Dixie brings it up now. Good ball control by Gabriela Rodriguez, the 5'5 senior out of West Jordan, Utah. Now they work it into the paint. Penguins with some big-time defense. On the way, Grayer, no. Out of bounds as Thomas stepped on the line as she was bringing it back in. I got to say one thing, Pia. Dixie is deep. And they're rotating in one player after another, and all of them are shooters.
Oh, yeah, they're great. And they could also play on the inside, and probably their shots are going in because of their transition offense.
Sheila Adams did get the start. The first few minutes, we didn't hear anything out of her. And then all of a sudden, three consecutive tray balls, and all of them were dead center. Wise has got it now, top of the key. Flynn on the way, three ball. Yes!
That was near NBA range.
That was way out there at about 22. 28-18, the D is hanging tough. Inside of 8 minutes, fans, first half. Dixie brings it up now. Rodriguez back and forth against Carnes. She's got trouble in the corner. Back over to Maxie. Maxie against Ariana Flynn. They have to reset top of the key via Fanua. Now back down to Maxie, almost muffed it away. Via Fanua, left side. Three ball on the way. Rodriguez, air ball, but right into the hands of Maxie.
I'll call that a pass. Didn't even hit a rim, so.
No, it didn't. And Maxie was in perfect position to knock it back home. 30-18, 7.5 to go. I think the Storm just got a big break there with that air ball and subsequent deuce. Down low, Wise. Wise all alone. Wise turnaround jumper, missed it. Very short. Maxie with a rebound as Ariana Flynn was coming right up behind her. Maxie with a high dribble, doesn't get called. Down low to Becca Thomas off the glass, yes. That was a great pass indoors to Thomas where she was just lying in wait. 32-18, inside of seven, fans. Carnes calling out the play. Kick over to the right. Carnes again. Flynn three ball. Missed it right. Didn't even get iron. Just got window. Everybody on the floor. Soft put back by Melissa Wise. Yes. 32-20. Clock rolls. 6:40 to go, fans. First half, Dixie. Maxie. Right side slowing things down is Rodriguez, the 5'5 senior. Rodriguez strong arms into Steph Carnes. No whistle. Carnes hits the deck via Fanua. Drives in baseline right side. And a whistle.
Timeout on the floor.
That means we will head it back to the studio for a little music. Radio.Dominican.edu. Piab and I are back in 30 seconds.
Well, the Penguins are not playing that bad of offense, except at Dixie State. They're playing great offense, shooting the ball at 61% on the floor.
Oh, man, you're not kidding.
And inbounding it, here comes Hayes. Hayes in the corner, guarded by Tokoi. Tokoi will pass it to Adams. Adams looking for the three ball, but guarded by Carnes. Carnes still on her. And now it's in the corner. Dixie State has it, and there's going to be a trip. And they're going to call a block there on Melissa Wise.
Wise inadvertently tripped Dixie's La Brea Walker. She didn't mean to do it. Walker hit the deck pretty hard, then Wise was right there to help her up. Sportsmanlike move. That was nice.
Dixie State catches a break. There was 3 seconds rolling down the shot clock. Now it's going to be back to 30. Adams guarded. Dixie State still coming. There's the shot off back iron. Good box out by Hayes. And Dixie State is getting all they want on the inside. They're finding rebounds, and Penguins cannot rebound.
Piab, I just saw 4 shots on goal from within 4 feet of the rim by Dixie. None of them fell. 4 rebounds. By Dixie.
They are owning the Penguins on the glass.
It finally went out of bounds, and the D's get it on the unforced turnover, but my goodness.
Look, Hyatt cannot do it by herself on the inside. She needs help from her other guards.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And here comes Hayes. Hayes is going to push the pace. She's pushing, and this is where they struggle, transition offense, and they're going to call a foul on Hyatt. Hyatt cannot afford any more fouls. She's their only big man that loves to score on the inside. I know Green's been, she's been struggling for the last few games. They still got her. But Hyatt That picks. That's her third foul, and Valentine will check in for her. First shot. Well, missed. That, and this is the shot by Becca Thomas. 32-20, 5 minutes, 34 seconds left in the half.
Green getting ready.
Yeah, Green will check in now.
I'm wondering where she's been. Also wonder where Nelson is.
Yeah, Nelson hasn't been playing. Maybe they're saving her for the second half. But Green, I love watching Green play. Again, the Chico State game, she made a name for herself there. She's just been struggling
right.
The last two games, Stu.
She made those last two buckets coming down the stretch against Chico that really iced that game. And you're right, that's where she really set herself apart.
Well, I'm guessing Green hasn't been getting her groove back on because of the ankle injury she suffered against St. Martin's.
It's not even taped up tonight, though, and that's a good sign.
Carnes will take it to the hole, and she'll find a way to get an offensive rebound. Penguins down 32-20. Tokoi, mid-range J, off back iron. Carnes looking for a rebound, but it's going to be off her fingertips, and Dixie State will retain possession.
Boy, going after the ball so hard. Carnes and Walker, I think they may have bumped noggins. Carnes had the birds twittering around her head for a second there. You catch that, P.O.? Looked like she was stunned for an instant.
Yeah, you said twittering around. She'll put that on her Twitter tonight.
Yeah.
Hayes, good crossover. Almost broke the ankles of Yamauchi.
Wow.
Rebound by Green.
And it was a high-stepping crossover, too.
Oh, that was a dangerous pass Valentine did. That's like throwing it in over the middle in the NFL with three cornerbacks
in
there.
You're not kidding. Coming across the middle so hard and you don't know what's coming at you.
Well, the ball went into the parking lot, and Tokoi had to exit the gym to get that.
You're absolutely right.
So Yamauchi will inbound for more shooters. You have Flynn, and you have Valentine. Look who she finds. And you have Tokoi, of course. Flynn, three ball on the way. Someone call the NBA or WNBA because she could shoot it from there. That's 22 feet away.
At least. She was way out there, just off center to the right, and Flynn buries another great tray ball.
And she brings that to single digits, 32-23. And that's off iron, and Green will rebound it. Green still has possession, and they're going to come up to her, and this will be Penguin.
Nope.
Yeah, Penguin ball. Green hustling for that ball.
Possession arrow was going the other way, so maybe they just flipped it before I looked at it.
Yeah, maybe. So here comes Yamauchi, change of pace, point guard. 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Flynn, is she? No, she's not on fire yet. She missed that one. She tried to get that off glass. And Tokoi fought for the rebound, and she forced it off a Dixie State Reg Stormer.
So if Flynn can get mildly hot, and she's right in there. She's close to being mildly hot right now. She can at least force the issue so that the Penguins can get some penetration and get it down low.
And Tokoi. Oh, she shot it, and she tried to fight for the loose ball. Penguins still down, 32-23, 4 minutes, 11 seconds left. In transition, and there's going to be a foul. Labria Walker will get a trip to the line. She's a freshman standing at 5'4 from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Walker kind of reminds me of a Steph Curry. She's tiny, but she's tenacious, man. She's a shooter. She's quick and crafty, just like Carnes, which you have to be a smaller player in the league and be effective.
No, you have to. There's going to be a foul on the captain, Taki Tokoi. Walker, first one, no. There's going to be substitutions for Dixie State, and for the Penguins, Nakamura will check in for Tokoi, Flynn, and same with Wise. Wise will be in there as well. Here's the second attempt after the first miss. Penguins still down 9. 32-23, Dixie State with possession, offensive rebound. 4 minutes left in the half. Adams finds Joyce, Korea Joyce. Back to Labria Walker, the point guard, will drive in. Now they'll kick it out. In trouble, Labria Walker in the corner. Korea Joyce will drive the lane. Oh, there's Adam. That's a wide open mid-range shot. And Green will get the rebound. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left. 32-23, Penguins still down 9. Valentine with the ball. There's Wise. Wise trying to find, they tried to find Green on the inside. And Yamauchi will try to force that pressure in, and that's a turnover. In transition, Walker will lay it up and in.
Well, she spun that thing off the window, Piab, and got it to go from the right side of the window all the way across the glass and then fell.
Yeah, that's good English on the ball
there.
That was. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left. And turnover again. Penguins are struggling with that. And this is what causes Dixie State to be in transition. And that's a turnover.
The Penguins are only down by 11. I mean, they're right there. They're not getting creamed by any stretch of the imagination. With 3:01 to go, the Penguins are right there. Just a turnover here and a turnover there, and they're right in it.
They are, and if they could make a three ball with Flynn or Nakamura, that's going to cause momentum on their favor.
Absolutely. 3:01, fans. Piab and I will be back. You're listening to Worldwide Penguin Basketball, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. 3:01 to go, 34-23 first half. Penguins are hanging right in there, Piab. And now on the play-by-play, here he is, folks, Patrick Kayabyab.
Yeah, Stu, you mentioned it. Wise turned the ball over twice, which is big for the Penguins. They could be down by five. But now the Penguins are in business with Valentine in the paint. Valentine will drive. They're going to call an offensive rebound. I mean, offensive foul, I'm sorry.
Charge.
They called a charge. That was no rebound, but Valentine laid that right in.
That was such an amazing shot. It even threw you off a little bit.
No, it did.
She hooked it in there. Another hook shot. I can't believe they called it on her, but she did kind of run up the defender.
There's Nakamura. Even Nakamura was surprised. I saw a reaction right after that. While Dixie State, they're now in business. Big fake. And here it comes. That's Korea Joyce again. But jumper missed. Korea Joyce, offensive rebound. Offensive rebound again, and they're going to call a loose ball foul on the Penguins. And we're going to check who it is. We're going to check if it's Wise or Green.
Breonna Chambers got the palms to the ceiling. She just didn't understand the call.
Yeah, it's going to be the second foul on Melissa Wise, Stu, and you need her to score big.
I bet she understood the call. She was just frustrated by it.
Well, I'm surprised because Wise was planting her feet. Maybe she pushed off with her offhand, so... Loose ball fouled all around. 34-23, 2 minutes, 29 seconds left. And here's the second. 35-23 now, 36 now. So two makes by Korea Joyce. And she's been playing well in the first half.
She has such a smooth stroke.
And that's a smooth stroke there. Takoy nails that. And yeah, it's a mid-range shot, close to the three. So 36-25, and rebound Green, toss to Flynn. They're in transition now. If Flynn could get her shot set for a three ball, Penguins are in. There's a three ball. Flynn, yes, sir. I called it, ladies and gentlemen. 36-28, Penguins down eight. A minute 58 seconds left. Yamauchi is guarding Adams, making sure she won't get a three off, but she could get that in. That's an easy mid-range shot, 38-28, lead. Back to double digits. Yamauchi now will call the play. Takoy will set. She came back from the backcourt. Nakamura, she'll drive the lane. Takoy, she gives it back to Flynn. Flynn is on fire. And she has shuffled the feet. But here's Nakamura's three. Lead to seven.
Yeah, the Penguins are living and dying on that three. And right now they're living large.
Look, if Nakamura and Flynn could keep nailing threes, then you can call it three-point city here in the Conlin Center. A minute, 12 seconds left. And Korea can't get that to go. Korea Joyce with the offensive rebound. A minute, 7 left. 13 seconds on the shot clock. There was no reset. And they're going to call a travel. And that's on the freshman, Kayla Miller. And Natalie Bentz will do some dirty work. She checks in for Green. And here's the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
1:03 to go, fans. 38-31. Penguins trailing in the first half. Yamauchi's got it 1 minute exactly. 57, she's on the left wing. She jukes left, goes right, 53, Takoy. Backs out, left side. Now the Penguins throw it away, but somehow Bentz comes back up with it. Bentz chucks it back into the middle. Back outside, Danielle, taking three. Uh-oh, air ball nearly chucked up by the Diaz from the right corner. The only player that's been making anything has been Ariana Flynn, and Flynn just didn't have a good set on that. 30 seconds to go, fans, in the first half. Penguins down, but only by seven now. Enough up off the bottom of the backboard, and a foul committed against Becca Thomas. 13, Flynn picks this one up, Piab. Thomas was going up hard in traffic. It was about 3-on-1, and she got nailed under the
right under the backboard, hit the bottom of the backboard on the way up. But that was subsequent to the foul, back into the line. And this one goes down 39-31, 25.8 seconds to go after this one goes from Becca Thomas on the way, and it's perfect. And she does it all. 40-31, 23 seconds. Do you like to get one more off? Will they get it over to Flynn or not? Coach is screaming out the play. 18. Now they set up the screen. Tries to screen out one of the Red Storm, but can't do it. Here's Yamauchi left side, and the Penguins throw it away. Yamauchi intended for Taki Takoi, and sloppy ball work cost the Penguins that last opportunity to get a shot off Piab in the half, which Brianna Chambers loves to do. Three, Red Storm's got it. Two, back top of the key on the way. A little too much glass as the shot to end the half came from Shanae Viafanua. So Viafanua couldn't get it to fall. But at the end of the half, it is 40-31. The Penguins not looking too bad. This is not a blowout by any means. For a second there, it was only seven. The D's had worked their way back after being down by 12.
Look, if they could just hang in there just like that, they did the same against Chico State. Chico State was up at the half by about nine, and they could do the same here. And the same with St. Martin's. And Penguins caught up. Let's see if they could finish.
If the D's could do just a little something spectacular in the second half, they don't have to go crazy. They're right there, 40-31 with 14:33 to go.
Well, this is only if they could stop turning the ball over. I know Coach Chambers has a lot of freshmen. She's talking to Yamauchi right now. He got her hand all over her back, and she's saying, hey, listen, turnovers is what's killing us. If you can just settle down, I know you're a freshman and you're young, but we could still be in this without any turnovers. So if Penguins could get back on transition D, if they could stop turning the ball over, they're back in it. And with Flynn and Nakamura nailing the three balls, who knows what could happen here.
This is an exciting game. Big time shout out to all of the Marin Access viewers checking it out tonight on Channel 30. Those of you watching the game live on America One and listening live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Piab will be back in about 7 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu. As promised, the halftime extravaganza. You listeners out there to DU basketball have grown accustomed to the halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers that matter. Straight from the man himself, Patrick Kayabia.
Well, the only thing that matters here is the Penguins turn the ball over. There are 11 turnovers, which is causing Dixie State to go on transition and score. And all of those 11 turnovers, Dixie State has scored. And not to mention, Dixie State's been turning the ball over as well. They've been turning the ball 8 times. So there's about 19 turnovers in all in this game. What's tough for the Penguins to do is stop Sheila Adams, who has 13 total points, and she made 3 threes. So she has 9 of her 13 on threes. This is what's tough for the Penguins to do. But with total points 9, Kayla Valentine has been a scoring machine that the Lady Penguins have been trying to give to her on the paint. And also, not mention Ariana Flynn, she's got 9 of her points, all threes. She made 3 threes in the first half. Well, if Nakamura and Flynn could get things going here, Penguins are on a roll. Flynn, I mentioned 9. Nakamura made 1 3. So if these guys could get on fire, Penguins are in business. And not to mention Dixie State. If their defense steps up, then the Penguins are in trouble. Dixie State has been known to score 72 per game, and they scored 60 against Academy of Art University in San Francisco.
They're well on their way tonight at 40 and a half.
So if they could get 72, then who knows? But Penguins are right there with them. They got 31 points. So if Penguins could score, they're on pace to score 70 as well. So if Penguins could stop this and pick their D up, then they're well ahead.
I would totally agree with that. They're just a couple of possessions away from being right in it, more than right in it. They're only down by 9. I mean, the Penguins are right there, and they were a little sloppy in the first half. It was not their best half, and yet they're right there.
And I'm telling you, the only way Penguins can get back in it is defensive rebounding. You see it all the time. That you see Hyatt who's in the paint by herself, and you got four Dixie State Red Storms right in her face, so she can't even pick up a defensive rebound. The only way you could stop that is with guards helping in.
What about this, PM? We have not seen the 6'4" Sarah Nelson yet, who was a huge part of everything good that the Penguins have done so far this season.
Well, my thing is that Dixie State may be too fast for Nelson to step in here, but if they need her on defense, if they need rebounds, you can expect her to be back.
She's warming up right now, getting prepared for the second half, so it's not like she's injured. About 45 seconds to go, fans, by the way. So it's not like Nelson's injured. She's right there. Penguins are now off the floor with 30 seconds to go till the second half, fans. What else you have off that stat sheet, P-Up?
Well, I'm telling you, Stu, offensive rebounds are what's killing them as well, and this is second chance points. Dixie State has 10, while Penguins have 6. But Penguins, when they get an offensive rebound, they don't score, they don't put it back up right away. They try to save it for another possession, which can be good, but can be bad at the same time. If you put it up right away, you have a chance to score again right in the paint.
10 seconds to go, fans. Second half coming at you. Now, the guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30, and I think we'll be right about on schedule with that one. This one started 3 minutes late, so we should be pretty good. Not a lot of whistles in the first half. Nobody came close to the double bonus. 20 minutes overhead. Dixie State with the ball from the sideline. Inbounds, and we're back underway, fans. Second half action. Chanel Maxey has it. She gets over to the right side, throws it inbounds to Erica Hayes, who immediately walks with it, P.O.
So there's her ninth turnover. Penguins force it.
Clock rolls, 19:52. Penguins down by 9. Penguins go on any kind of a run right here. They could be right back in this thing. A brilliant pass indoors from Valentine to Hyatt, and Hyatt turned right on it and could not convert. Well, I thought Hyatt was right there.
She makes up for it with a stuff right there on
Holy
the paint.
God, that was tremendous defense as Erica Hayes went for the jumper from the right side of the key, and Hyatt was right there to stuff it away. Ball went out of bounds off the end line. Very quickly up and under via Fanua. Pounds it home from the left side on the quick up and in. No bounce. 42-31, 19:23 to go, Carnes. Left side, Carnes gets it indoors. Hyatt on the way against Becca Thomas. Thomas reached up, tipped it, but they call it out of bounds off of Hyatt. Maybe she never got a hand on it.
Maybe. Well, you see their game plan now. Coach Chambers said in the half, get the ball in the paint to score some points. And they did that twice, giving it to Hyatt.
Stepping out of bounds, way over there was Erica Hayes. So Hayes now has committed 2 unforced errors in the first 53 seconds of play of the second half. 42-31. Keep an eye on Hayes, Pia. She might be the key.
She may be. And look, there she is again.
She comes running up against Nakamura. Left side, Carnes. 3 ball on the way, Carnes. Uh-oh. Missed it. Tip back inbounds. Maxie's got it. She brings it up over to the right side. Oh, brother, wide open. The Penguins left the bottom of the key totally exposed, and Villafanua pounds another one left side, 44-31, 18.5.
Well, Valentine did not need to save that ball. There was a reason there was an air ball, because Adams tipped it with her fingertips, and Carnes turns it over there.
Carnes did the head fake, much like Melissa Wise did early in the first half. Head fake. Drag the pivot foot, turnover, 44-31, 18:28 to go, the clock rolls. Maxie's got it, fires it indoors very quickly to Villafanua. Left side on the way, Hayes, no. Put back, though, falls after Becca Thomas is able to find the bucket.
Well, you see the problem there. Lauren Hyatt overcommitted on her man, and that left a Dixie State Red Stormer wide open.
46-31. 18:07, Hyatt, oh, almost muffed it away, but got it as it bounced off her foot. Now she throws it away, out off the end line. Takoy had a chance to save it, but no, quick transition. They worked it to Hayes very quickly on her own. Hayes is fouled on the way, no bucket.
13 turnovers in total for the Lady Penguins. And here it comes. I'll be back for play-by-play now. Hayes, ready to make this work for the Penguins. I mean, for the Red Storm, sorry. There's going to be a timeout. We'll be back here, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, we're back. 46-31, 17:53 to go. Hayes on the line, Piab on the mic.
Hayes will attempt her first free throw. And she will not make that. And I'll tell you why she didn't make that. Maybe because Chanel Maxey kept clapping in her face. Number five.
That's her teammate.
Yeah, she is, and she kept clapping. She missed that one, and Maxey stopped clapping there. But offensive rebound by Villafanua. Adams being pressured by Nakamura. 23 seconds in the shot clock, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on Nakamura. Good call there. 46-31, 17 minutes, 44 seconds left in the game. Nakamura picks up. That's her first personal foul. She has 3 points on the game. Walker will check in for Dixie State. Villafanua will have it. And driving the lane, that's an air ball, and it will stay Red Storm ball. That was an air ball by Chanel Maxey. 23 seconds still left on the shot clock, and Maxey will inbound. And I heard contact, and Walker does a little 360 move on Hyatt. She beats her right there, but Hyatt will get the defensive rebound. Carnes pushes, 17 minutes, 30 seconds left, and Nakamura turns it over right away. Maxey in transition, she'll slow it down. Adams wide open, that's her three-point range, and no, but quick Dixie State will grab the ball again. Villafanua. That's a bad miss there. She was right there. Becca Thomas was right there to score, but Penguins will draw the foul. And that's going to be on 24. Nakamura again hit her on the head. Becca Thomas at the line.
Thomas drew the foul there as she was going up for the second effort. And while first one's missed, but while Dixie is, you know, they're not making a lot of the shots, but I got to say, they get a lot of rebounds. I mean, they were four in a row earlier, just late in the second half, or in the first half, toward the end of the first half. And here was two or three in a row. Finally, Thomas wins because she gets the foul. She makes the second one. Penguins now are going to be on offense. 48-31, 17-07. Wise to bring it in. She gets it in. Not much pressure in the backcourt. La Brea Walker stays back there as Danielle Yamauchi brings it up and goes behind the back. Now to Hyatt. Now to Wise, who drifts around the right side. She's at the top of the key. She calls out the play. A moving screen called against Taki Takoi. Takoi gets rung up 48-31, 16-52. Dixie to bring it in now, Pia.
She got called for a moving screen.
Yeah, she was in the key. Takoi was. And she screened as she drifted over to the left side. Huh. Coach is confused. And usually Chambers knows exactly what's going on, every facet of every move that happens. This one goes out off the end line.
Look, Penguins had this at 9. Now they're down by 17.
16-38. On the way, three ball. It's a 20-point game as Sheila Adams, the 5'6" senior, knocks down a big tray ball. That Adams is something else. She had three consecutive in the first half, and now here with 16:20 to go, she knocks down another one. Wise at the top of the key has La Brea Walker all over the place, in her face. Correa Joyce now with a stage dive into the Penguin bench, guarding against Hyatt. With some great hustle there by Joyce, Pia.
Yeah, Joyce is we've been calling her name a lot. She's been doing things on the offense and defensive end of the court.
Goes out of bounds off of Joyce. Inbounds to Yamauchi from Wise, sideline. Penguins now at the top of the key. 16:09, down low to Wise. Bounces in, Wise, turnaround jumper. That was textbook. Didn't that look sweet, Pia?
If Wise could do that consistently, then the Penguins will be in business.
She faked left. Spun right, 180, and softed it in there. 16 minutes to go, fans. And the Penguins now with another opportunity. Cannot get the rebound. Three ball on the way by La Brea Walker. No. Hyatt with a rebound. There we go. 51-33. The Penguins are down by 18. 15-40 to go. Taki Takoi's got it. She's got La Brea Walker all over her. Walker plays a big-time D. Taki with the runner from the right side. It falls. And one.
And no, Taki Tekoi has a chance to draw that for a three-point play here. But let's mention to Melissa Wise. Wise, she shows flashes of brilliance at points, and this she's been doing this her whole career. If she can just get consistent with that, then the Penguins will have found something they have needed for a while, a go-to scorer. I mean, they found Tommy Bronner, they found Valentine, but if Melissa Wise could be that scorer that Coach Chambers expects from her, then the Penguins will be in business. While Tekoi nails that, and Adams shoots a three, and she nails that one.
Holy
53-36.
The Red Storm are bringing it all of a sudden. It's raining threes from the Red Storm.
And there's Hyatt misses that front iron. Dixie State will be in business, and Adams will deliver that to Walker. Walker will try to fake off Wise, and she'll just bring it back on top of the key. She picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Rodriguez has it. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. 14 minutes. 53 seconds left in the game. Adams will is the Penguin killer. She has the ball, and now it's Grayer. Grayer to Walker. She's stuck in the corner, guarded by Tekoi. Tekoi. And Walker does a great move. That's to Correa Joyce, and she does a floater with 1 second left in the shot clock and nails it.
Boy, they used the clock so beautifully there. Ran it all the way down and then picked up the deuce.
14 minutes, 30 seconds left. Tekoi picks up with two hands. Wise will drive the lane. And there's going to be a – she draws the foul on Dixie State. And Chambers is talking to Tekoi to find the play while Wise has a trip to the line.
Marcelina Grayer caused that committed the foul against Wise.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome Marin TV. This is Stuart Horm. I'm Patrick Kayabia. Penguins had this game at 8, and now they're struggling. 56-36, a 20-point game. The Penguins need to get it together on offense and stop turning the ball over.
56-36. The Penguins were right there at halftime, but now they've dug themselves a bit of a hole, Piab, with 14:21 to go. By the way, fans, we're scheduled to tip the guys off at 7:30. Currently, it looks like it's 6:43 p.m. in California on the good old west coast of the USA. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Piab, with a 20-point deficit, can the Penguins, could they possibly win? Let's start there.
No, they definitely can. You need Flynn making three balls. You need Nakamura making three balls. And also, it's just turnovers. We mentioned this so many times. I mentioned it so many times. Turnovers have been killing the Penguins. And let's take it to the other end of the floor. I mean, you have someone there named Sheila Adams who's been scoring 16 points a game, and she's been wide open many times, and she's been nailing it every time she's been wide open.
Adams already at 18. 56-36, fans. She's got five trays to her credit tonight, and we have 14:21 to go.
Well, Wise will take a trip to the line here after she was fouled. 56-36, I mentioned. She could draw this to back to 18. Nails that one. And you see Flynn there hustling. She wanted an offensive rebound just in case Wise missed.
Wise has been consistent this year, unlike last year's campaign. She's just so much better, so much more confident, so much more competent, as shown right there. She just knocked down the deuce.
Natalie Bence had a little brain dysfunction there. She grabbed the ball. She thought it was the Penguins' ball, but of course it's Dixie State, and she smiled right after that. Good sportsmanship there. But taking it to the hole, that was Liana, and they're gonna say Dixie State had backcourt. There was no tip by the Penguins there.
No, the ball just got away from Dixie and ended up in the backcourt.
So here it comes. Melissa Wise will inbound, and Yamauchi screams out the play. Nakamura up top finds Wise. Wise has been on fire lately. She'll do another fadeaway. That's off glass. Can't get that one to roll. Dixie State with the rebound. Adams pushes. Rebounding that one. That was Korea Joyce. We said her name a lot today. Adams finds a wide open Rodriguez for three. Yes, sirree. 21-point lead now for the Red Storm.
The Storm had drawn all the Penguins into the into the paint there and left Rodriguez wide open, just totally exposed out there in three-point land. Nobody around her. Rodriguez, A, had to fire it, and B, was dying to fire it. She was wide open, knocked
Flynn
it down.
Had Wise right in the paint just like that, and she hesitated to shoot that. Bents back to Yamauchi. 7 seconds in the shot clock. 6, 5, 4. And Yamauchi takes that one to the rim, and she gets clobbered. There's a no call there. 59-38, 13 minutes flat. Adams to Hayes.
Coach Chambers really wanted the call on the hit on the arm, but didn't get it.
Yeah, we heard that. We heard that slap as well. And that's a great take there. There was a no call there as well. Good take by Korea Joyce. She puts that in between two penguins. 12 seconds, 44 seconds. Wise on the taller Korea Joyce, and she does that with ease. She floated that one in. Dixie State will take it in. 61-40, Penguins down by 21. Hayes to Adams. Rodriguez in the corner. 22 seconds left in the half, or in the shot clock. Adams misses that. Well, the thing you see here from Adams, she cannot buy a mid-range jumper. She buys it from the three-point range.
Yeah, you're right. She's getting them all to fall down from way out there. Does Adams have a nosebleed going?
I believe so, but Wise misses that. Yeah, Adams had a little nosebleed going. She wiped that off.
Okay.
Hayes has it. 25 seconds in the shot clock. Hayes, fadeaway shot after a 360 move. 11 minutes, 56 seconds left in the game. Wise is wide open after the home run pass by Yamauchi. There's a timeout by Dixie State. We'll be back. Penguins down 63-42. Radio.Dominican.edu. Says no. I know this is your house, but I'm going to retain possession. And now there's a timeout on the floor.
Great steal there by the Penguins. They just could not convert it, darn it. That was so close to being perfect. The steal was good. Subsequent to the steal, they couldn't rack up a couple of points. It's just, you know, just this game at 21-point differential, it's just a matter of little things happening. Just a couple of little things. Not a lot.
No, and the reason is why Carnes checked in, and same with Valentine, is that they're one of the quickest players on the floor, and they could force turnovers, and that's what they need. They need turnovers. They don't need to hit themselves on the back by forcing themselves turnovers. They could force turnovers on the defensive end.
Radio.Dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is Radio.Dominican.edu from Dominican University of California. And the timeout has come. 11:39 to go. 63-42. Here is Patrick Kayabyab.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about field goal percentage. Penguins are in there with 36, but Dixie State is still shooting it well at 45%. The problem is turnovers. We said it before, 15 to 12, Dixie State's turned the ball over as well. So if they could force Dixie State to turn over the ball more, then the Penguins have a shot at cutting this to double digits or single digits. Takoy misses that three off back iron, rebounded by Villafanua. She calls for Adams back to Villafanua, and they're in transition. 11 minutes, 27 seconds. Adams spots up at the three-point line. They'll give it to Villafanua. Adams for three, fakes it. She'll shoot a mid-range J, and she nails that. That's her first mid-range J made all night.
Out on the left wing, too. She loves that left side, doesn't she?
Oh, she does.
For either the long deuce or a long three. She likes them both.
Yeah. Well, Takoy forced that one in there. She tried to float it. It hit back iron. It was too hard. 65-42, and Takoy picks up a foul. That's her fifth foul on Takoy. 11 minutes, 7 seconds left in the half. And Dixie State will inbound. That's Joyce. Chanel Maxie will run them. And she'll give it to Villafanua. And that's just too easy. Wide open was Becca Thomas. 67-42 now.
Thomas is so good to begin with. And when the Penguins leave her wide open under the bucket like that. Oy.
Carnes to Green. That's easy, but missed. But Bentz with the offensive rebound. Look at her size. Bentz's size and she's so physical.
Bentz got wrapped up with Gonzalez. Rodriguez, and they
They looked at each other like they were not happy with one another. And look who's entered the game, Pia.
Sarah Nelson. Nelson will be in now. And Nelson stand there at 6'4". She's the tallest person on the floor. Wise in the corner. Nakamura. She'll shoot the three ball. Then she's on point there. 67-45. Penguins are still in business. 10 minutes, 31 seconds left in the game. And they could just force turnovers here. Penguins are in business. And that's why Nelson's in there. Blocked it in transition now. 10 minutes. But a turnover by Wise. And no, Dixie State touched that last. Penguins will retain possession.
Wise chucked it away, intended for Nelson down low. But it went right into the hands of one of the Dixies, who then it fell out off the end line, and the Penguins got it back mercifully.
And Rodriguez will check in for Dixie State for Maxey. And 5-1 Steph Carnes with 10 minutes, 15 seconds left in the game. She'll inbound. She stands at 5-1. She inbounds a lot, and she's trying to find open players and maybe set herself up for three ball. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Nelson's in motion. Calls for two hands, and she'll shoot that one. That's off for an iron, and she tried to get the offensive rebound, but can't. Now in transition, Dixie State. Miller to Villafanua. Off Villafanua's fingertips. Here comes Valentine. Wide opens Carnes. She'll drive the lane. She'll lay it up. Out and blocked by Adams. Adams finds Miller in transition. She's wide open. That's too easy. 69-45. Penguins down. 9 minutes, 50 seconds left in the game.
That Kayla Miller's a shooter. Penguins left her wide open, and she can run it in just there's about as simply as one could write it up.
That's true. And while Nelson misses that, Miller or Rodriguez in motion finds Villafanua. This is transition offense, and transition D has been killing Penguins all season.
The Red Storm have really stepped up the pace, Piab. The transition work, everything's sped up. It's like they're working at double pace right now. 71-45, 9:24 to go. Dixie will bring it in from the long side. No backcourt heat by the Penguins with 9:24. And inbounds will be Rodriguez. She gets it to Miller and back over to Rodriguez. Gabriela Rodriguez goes behind the back across the timeline. Now she drifts over to the right. Works it indoors, kick back outside, three ball on the way. Short, but taken down by Villafanua. Villafanua thinking about it, left wing. Back to the top of the key to Rodriguez. Now stolen away by Kimmy. Nakamura brings it up on the intended pass for Joyce. Too wise, left elbow, missed it. Down Nelson, yes.
That was a fadeaway she made. And that was easy for her because she's the tallest person on the floor.
Finger roll, fading away.
That's tough to do.
Stolen away. Carnes. Stephanie Carnes one-on-one against Rodriguez. Takes it up left side. Foul against Rodriguez. So Carnes stole it away and then ran it in. Picked up the foul. No bucket.
Yeah, that was quick on quick. Rodriguez was just too quick on her feet, and that's what caused the moving. That was what caused the blocking foul.
The 5'1" Stephanie Carnes on the line. And she knocks down the first one, Piab. That was perfectly executed, 71-48 with 8:42. She gets to go again.
Yeah, Carnes could shoot the ball. Don't forget that. I mean, she's a balanced player. She doesn't put up the numbers, what scoring guards do, but she could shoot it.
This one is missed. Short, back at him. Walker brings it up left side. Carnes again. One-on-one, numbers. Over to the right side. Now the Penguins. Oh, tipped out by Wise. Good D.
Yeah, Wise got quick hands, Stu.
She got in the way of Nicole Harper, a 5'9" junior out of Malta, Idaho. Piab, isn't that your hometown, Malta, Idaho?
Yeah, Malta, Idaho.
That's where you grew up, right?
Good potatoes there.
71-48, that's what I hear. 8:31. So you're not the only guy in the house from Malta, Idaho.
Nope.
Left side now, as Miller has it. She goes back to the top of the key, over to Walker. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. Oh, air ball. Flung up by Correa Joyce. Penguins with the rebound. Kayla brings it up. Valentine looks over to the coach. Heaves it off to the left side. Now they work it down low to Sarah Nelson. It got right through her fingertips. Nelson looked up on it. And Piab, as good as Sarah Nelson's been, that was a freshman move.
No, but I like the aggressiveness. I know that was a freshman move turning the ball over, but that was a veteran move by calling for the ball in the paint.
71-48 fans, 8 minutes to go. Penguins on defense. Here's a bomb from 24 by Kayla Miller. No.
But the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Miller again, top of the key. Throws it over to Walker. Down low. Now they go two ball to Joyce. Missed it. Penguins get the rebound. There's Valentine with a good move. 71-48 fence. 7:40. Kayla right side. Now Wise drives baseline. Steps out.
Look, this is the inconsistent play that Wise does. Just the awareness she misses on the floor. But no, they're going to call that she was pushed.
She was pushed.
She's pretty consistent on today's game.
By Kayla Miller. I said that she stepped out of bounds, and she was shoved out of bounds by Miller. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We'll stay right here, Piab. This game is starting to come together for the Penguins. They're starting to look a lot better. However, is it too late? 71-48. The D's got to do something good.
Well, they came to their big plan there. That's plan B. I mean, Sarah Nelson, she's been doing it all on the defensive end. She made a couple shots on offense. But the thing is, with Nelson in there, she changes people's shots. And that's what they need from her. And you saw... You saw some freshman mistakes by turning the ball over, but she showed some veteran presence in the paint. She calls for the ball, she gets players involved, and she forces double teams. So that's what I like when Nelson's on the floor.
Dixie had to adjust, and it took him a few minutes to do so. When Sarah Nelson finally came into the game, she immediately threw up her hands, caused a couple of turnovers, big-time defense, getting in the way of the shots, picking up those defensive rebounds, which is the thing that the Penguins lacked in the first half. And Dixie had to adjust. However, they have adjusted, as good teams tend to do. With 71-48, 7.5 to go, fans. Can Nelson be the difference? There's a lot to make up right now. The Penguins better get it going.
Yeah, she has a blocked shot on the day. And remember, she leads the league in scoring. Or in not scoring, in blocks. Nelson's still fighting for possession. And look at her, right there. She's in there with Dixie States. Red Storms, and Wise tries to lay that up and in. Doesn't even hit rim. Now Dixie State in transition. Walker guarded by Nakamura. Walker still pressured by Nakamura. Villafanua fights for the loose ball. Walker comes up with it. 17 seconds on the shot clock. There's the three ball. Dixie State, that's off glass. And that's made by Nicole Harper. 73-48. And another turnover by the Penguins. 7 minutes, 6 seconds left in the game.
Harper Piab is a 5'9" junior, as I mentioned, out of Malta, Idaho, and she banked that thing in like she meant to do it. It was such an obtuse angle, but she brought it right off the window and managed to get it to fall.
Look, people always say it's unlucky to shoot it off glass, but that one seemed like she meant it. And same with that shot by Adams. She's just a flat-out shooter, streaky shooter.
Adams has got to be right there at about 20 points so far. She's just gone nuts tonight, shooting so beautifully. That Adams is a shooter.
Nelson misses the hook shot, and there's a turnover by Dixie State, and that one leaves the stadium again.
It did.
And now Yamauchi has to fight for it, and now the squeegee guys are getting the ball. So
it's going to be
a little delay. And you see him, he's sprinting, and now the ball's back in the stadium. Taki Takoi, that guy could run for track and field. He's on the soccer team. So Takoi will inbound it. 75-48, 6 minutes, 39 seconds left. Valentine guarded. And there's Hyatt. Hyatt finds a way to get past the defender, but she just gets blocked away, swatted away by Becca Thomas. Hayes to
Adams. Thomas came in over the top and got her.
And you know what? Hyatt says, I'm going to do the same thing to you guys. I'll block it away. Valentine could take it in herself. She does, and she'll lay it up and in. 75-50. Penguins down 25 with 6 minutes, 12 seconds left to go in the game.
What a great play by Kayla. That was some classic Valentine movement. Took the ball in herself, heavy traffic, and just softed it in there so simply.
Well, Hayes will shoot the 3 ball. That's off front iron. And, yes, Penguins will get possession with 5 minutes, 54 seconds. Well, the Dixie State Red Storm have been averaging 72 points a game, and they already caught it with 75 and some. Takoi will inbound to Yamauchi. Down 25 with 5 minutes, 52 seconds left. Yamauchi still changing the pace of the game. Flynn in trouble. She picked up the dribble in the corner. Flynn to Valentine. Valentine will get blocked by Adams, the point guard. She sees Hayes wide open. Hayes could dunk this in herself. That's an alley-oop. She didn't even catch it. She caught it off the bounce and laid it up and in.
It bounced so high, it was like an alley-oop. It was thrown the length of the court.
With 5 minutes, 21 seconds, Penguins. Oh, she got tripped to the floor by Becca Thomas, but good sportsmanship. She picked herself right back up, and that's going to turnover by the Penguins. Red Storm will get possession.
Well, that's a double dip, Piab. She not only ended up on the floor, hitting the floor pretty hard, but she's also called for a travel.
They're going to say that Mary-Kate Jankowski picked up that foul.
Not Mary-Kate Jankowski. Is that what it says?
It says that on the screen.
No. The Nicole Harper? No. I don't know who picked up the foul. You're right. It's Jankowski's number, but Jankowski is not with the squad.
And now Coach Chambers will call a timeout, but the Penguins have been struggling on transition D.
That's interesting. I wonder who that foul was against. 79-50 with 5:04 to go. But it says 23 on the board. That's very interesting. Five fouls committed by the Penguins. Four committed by the Red Storm. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are back in 30 seconds.
Inbounded by Carnes, and here comes Tokoi. Tokoi will give it back to Carnes. 4 minutes, 57 seconds back in the game. Valentine has it herself, gives it to Flynn. Flynn's now getting guarded even beyond the three-point line, but Hyatt will make it anyways. After the feed by Flynn. Well, Flynn's being guarded in the three-point line because they know when she's in, she's going to shoot the three ball, and she's 3-for-7 on the day. And that's just easy. That's Maxie in there, or Becca Thomas in there for the easy two ball.
After Maxie hit her, but they worked that ball around. Nobody even bounced it. It was five passes, no bounce. That's ball control.
81-52, Stu. Penguins have to get something going with 4 minutes, 20 seconds left. And maybe this will help. A big, big shot by Lauren Hyatt. Hyatt stands there at 6'2". She's a freshman, and she's getting good minutes here. 4 minutes flat, 81-54. And Nakamura will check in for Valentine. Nakamura and Flynn are in, and you could see them trying to get the corner when they're on offense to shoot the three ball. But here's Adams for three. They cannot leave her wide open. 84-54 leads to 30.
That's six. Jeez. Six tray balls.
Adams is on point. She's a Dirk Nowitzki type player, and she gets hit in the nose, and you see her. I think there's blood on her nose.
I thought so earlier as well. I don't know if it's just dried or what's going on.
Because you can see her.
Yeah, she's being helped off the court now by the referee, so they're going to bring somebody else in. She got nailed in the nose twice tonight. Once earlier that started the bleeder, and then it stopped for a while, and now it's going again.
And there's their assistant coach, Kawika Stant. She's going to be their Angelo Dundee and their cut man to work on that broken nose.
84-54 now. Penguins trail with 3:44 to go.
Now here comes Tokoi with 3:44. Gives it to Flynn. Flynn almost traveled with it. And Karn's going to be the sergeant and call the play. There's Nakamura guarded by Rodriguez. 7 seconds, six on the shot clock, five. Nakamura finds Hyatt, three. 2, 1 second. She doesn't get that one to go. Rebounded by Thomas. Rodriguez does a 360 move on Corns. Now over the back. 23 seconds in the shot clock. 30 minutes, 17 seconds left in the game. Nakamura playing big time deep. Rodriguez cross court pass. There's Miller. Off front iron. Hyatt tips it. And diving for the ball are three Red Stormers. And that's just almost in, but offensive rebound. Second chance points are killing the Penguins. Thomas lays that one up and in.
Well, Becca Thomas just seems to always be in perfect position to get the finger roll on those second chances.
86-54, Hyatt on the inside. She's been the go-to girl.
Oh.
And Nakamura almost walked with it, tried to lay it up and in. Missed it. She gets her own rebound. Tokoi picks up the dribble, stuck in the corner. 2 minutes, 33 seconds. She's pivoting, trying to find her own player. And she does it. And, well, it's locked up. It's between Miller and Carnes, and it's going to be Red Storm possession.
I got to give Nakamura massive props on her hustle there on the end line, Piop. That was unbelievable. We have a timeout call. Radio.Dominican.edu. 2:27 to go, fans. 86-54. We're back in 30.
Ladies and gentlemen, Penguins still in a dogfight here with 2 minutes 27 seconds left. Here's your play-by-play man, Stuart. Oh, well, Stuart Horn is laughing because I'm the play-by-play man for today.
That's right.
Nakamura forces a turnover, and Nakamura will call the play to Carnes.
I appreciate you trying to hand it back to me, but I was saying you take it.
Yeah, well, that was a quarterback trying to give it to my running back, but he wasn't there. Play action fake. Nelson to Nakamura, 13 seconds, but they're going to say Nakamura traveled before a contact. So Dixie State with a minute 58 seconds to close it out, 86-54. And here comes Dixie State. Walker has been like Kemba Walker, a point guard in command. Tosses it over to Liana. Now Miller to Walker, 18 seconds left. Miller, wide open for three. Call herself Reggie Miller. She nailed that, and she spotted up like a pure shooter. 89-54, a minute 35 left in the game.
That was pretty sweet. Miller has got all the shots between Miller and Rodriguez. Holy cow. They are tough.
And Carnes trying to get something going to Nelson, 6'4". She can't even find an open player. Carnes will deliver it to Nakamura, three. Can you call her clutch? 89-57. The Penguins kid cut it to 20 with a stop here and a score at the other end. What a cross-court pass. Tries to find Miller, but she stepped on the line. Penguins force a turnover. And here comes the Penguins. Karn steps out. Yamauchi in. A minute three left in the game.
Dixie really heaved that thing all the way across the court, didn't they?
They did. Almost. And they did throw it away.
Yep.
Green's in. And same with Flynn. Flynn will drive it. She's a shooter, and she tried to drive it with her left. She has Nelson wide open. She didn't give it to her. And now Nakamura does. Hook shot. Nelson, and the Penguins are in business now with 47 seconds left in the game. 89-59. Penguin to 30 point. And they're going to call a travel there on the Red Storm. That's Harper. That's a travel. 39 seconds left in the game. Green will give it to Yamauchi. To Nakamura. Easy. Rebounding Green. Hook shot. No. Dixie State will hold on to the ball with 29 seconds left in the game. Walker slows it down.
For a second there, I thought Walker was going to push it.
But then she saw the time, and she's like, you know what, we're just going to hold on to it.
17 on the shot clock. And 18 overhead, so they're going to have to do something.
A second differential between the game clock and the shot clock.
Yeah.
Walker drives. Liana. Oh, stuffed by Flynn. Can the Penguins get some good news before the game's over? Heaves it. Almost in was Yamauchi. We'll be back. We have the men's at 7:30. Stu, what you think about the game today?
This was the first half, you know, Piop. Looked like the Penguins were looking pretty good there, especially opening the second half. Strong. I had high hopes. They got it to 5 at one point, but then the Red Storm just really made it rain, and the Penguins couldn't keep up with them. Although, the DUs with a pretty strong showing, especially in the second half. You get Sarah Nelson in there, who sat the entirety of the first half, and Nelson looked pretty good when she came in, as usual.
Well, you know what, Stu? The problem was just turnovers, and not just that. Dixie State could score. I mean, they lead the league in scoring with 72 a game. They put up 89 today.
A 30-point game, fans. We'll have the guys in a little over 20 minutes. We'll have that one for you. The men from Dixie State, they're here playing against the Penguin guys. Penguin guys coming off a huge win two nights ago. We'll have it for you live, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening.